I got a hole in my jeans. We're on the wheels of an angel. Now the queen, she's strumming on my sixth string. It's across her pretty knees. She's stomping out her rhythm, and she's singing to me.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 400 miles above the Earth and cruising at 16,000 miles an hour, two American astronauts taking a spacewalk, one of them the first non-professional astronaut ever to do it.
The four-member crew that lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Wednesday settled into orbit aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon for today's mission highlight.
SpaceX is go for spacewalk operations.
One at a time, Jared Isaacman and Sarah Gillis stood in the hatchway to test out a new spacesuit design. Before he climbed back inside, Isaacman, who funded the mission, took a look at the Earth.
It's gorgeous.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Francine coming ashore in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane weakening to a tropical storm by bringing a lot of rain as it heads up through Mississippi. The European Central Bank has cut its benchmark interest rate, trying to prop up a mediocre growth in the economy there with lower borrowing costs for businesses and home buyers next week. The Federal Reserve is expected to do the same in this country. This is ABC News. The death toll climbing again in Vietnam after flash flooding from a typhoon. 197 people confirmed dead, but over 100 people are still missing. A hearing is set for today on whether Americans should be allowed to legally bet on elections.
Amid the explosion of legal gambling in the U.S., a federal judge in Washington has struck down a decision to prohibit a company from offering what amounts to bets on the outcome of congressional elections. The decision was by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, an independent agency of the federal government that regulates U.S. derivatives markets. There's a court hearing on it Thursday involving a New York company's plan to take what amounts to bets on control of Congress in this fall's elections.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The clock is ticking on a mega jackpot. It's been 6 months since a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket was sold in New Jersey for a jackpot worth over $1 billion. So far, no one has claimed it. The winner has 6 more months before the ticket is no good. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the high court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Construction on new city-owned internet infrastructure in Superior has broken ground. On Friday, the Connect Superior project officially got underway near Baxter Avenue and North 16th Street. The project seeks to connect about 850 homes in the area to a new fiber network, with plans to expand to every neighborhood in the city. This portion of the project will cost about $7 million, of the $40 to $60 million it will take to connect the entire city over 5 to 8 years. The funding was provided by pandemic-era relief money. The Eau Claire City Council has approved an ordinance amendment to increase the number of bike corrals in the area. Under the new ordinance, one parklet, parklet cafe, or bike corral will be allowed on each side of a city block to make parking bikes more convenient for residents. The previous ordinance did not include the bike corrals as something businesses could apply to have installed outside their building. Officials hope the increased bike parking access will encourage more residents to ride instead of drive downtown. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can go. And that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost six of its past nine games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention, all outdoor enthusiasts, J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says the walleyes are sliding out of the dog days, and now you can catch them. And that means using a particular technique that works really well this time of year. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says the walleyes right now are coming out of their suspended areas and they're moving on to the mid-lake structure. They're also coming out of that real deep water and they're moving up to the mid-lake structure as well. Now that mid-lake structure consists of weed lines. Deep weed lines right now is where you're going to find some walleyes hanging out. And you're also going to find them on the tips of points and on the sharp dropping edges of those points that are extending off of the shoreline. All that deep structure that you've been targeting walleyes on all summer long, that's starting to show signs that the fish have moved. He says a really good technique to catch these fish that move up to this mid-lake structure is with a spinner rig. He takes a bottom bouncer, something in the half to three-quarter ounce range, and he ties on a 36-inch leader, and then he'll put a spinner on there, usually a smaller spinner, something a size number one or number two, and then a hook that he'll attach a leech to, and he'll drag it along the edges of that structure and catch a lot of walleyes. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
98 Q Country.
I got Tim McGraw coming here on 98 Q Country. WCQM, Greg Gunderson in the studio for Joel today and tomorrow. We'll play some country music for a bit. I'll check in with you just before 8:30. I like it. I love it. WCQM.
Spent $48 last night at the county fair. I throwed out my shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and
she makes you smile. The way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and ends every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's everything you're ever gonna need. Shows up in a 2 a.m. pick from a friend, hanging on to a guy. You just sent him. I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forget, and take her on her first date again. And when you're leaning in for a kiss, I hope you both feel the sparks. She's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and ends every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's everything you're ever gonna need. And then I hope she cheats like you did on me. And then I hope she cheats like you did on me. I hope a ghost comes all the way around. I hope she makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. She's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and ends every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's everything you're ever gonna need. And then I hope she cheats like you did on.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels, pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels, shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster, took the dirt road, had the radio blasting, hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle. of a man with a born to kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again. Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day. Losing it. Some folks
on 98Q Country, WCQM, 98.3 FM, and through the free Civic Media app here this morning with Austin Brume, Greg Gunderson in studio here today, tomorrow. We did reality radio yesterday. Joel will be back in action on Monday. Hopefully he's relaxing and not listening to the radio, not thinking about the radio right now. Though I said it out loud, his nose is probably itching. Joel, turn that radio off. Turn it off. There you go. Well, he didn't hear that part, but how's it going, Austin? Austin's microphone is off. Should I just leave it off and talk to you as though...
I will unplug you so fast.
I'm sitting next to the plugs you just threatened to pull. You are not, sir. We're going to take a look at some celebrity birthdays. But first, I've got a local birthday shout-out. Happy birthday to Butch Fight from Ginger and Anita. That's a birthday today. Happy birthday. Hope you're celebrating well. Butch, you'll be entered to win the cake we give away every Friday. So we'll take care of that tomorrow morning. Right about this time tomorrow morning, we'll do that drawing of a Super One Bakery Department cake. Let me drop this in the box here. All right. Austin, I've provided for you a list of celebrity birthdays. We're going to see how many of these you recognize. I will say, before we dove in here on air, Austin said he was going to pick and choose and ignore the ones that he doesn't know, which should be interesting because I think I know all but about two of these. So why don't you dive in and reveal the extent of your knowledge regarding celebrities?
Ignore the ones that I don't know? Okay, and that's the end of the...
Yeah. Well, the top one is a extraordinarily popular country artist. You better know that one.
That is Kelsea Ballerini.
Kelsea Ballerini's 31 today. Who's next up?
Let's see here. We have Andrew Luck, Indianapolis Colts quarterback, went to both the postseason and the Pro Bowl.
Yep, retired super early. He's only 35. He's not playing anymore. Who's next?
Let's see here. Got Alfie Allen for Game of Thrones fans.
There you go. Played Theon Greyjoy. He's had a few other acting
roles.
Haven't
actually seen Game of Thrones yet.
38 today. The one you skipped there, Emmy Rossum. Anybody who's seen Shameless and a few other productions. Emmy actually did a duet with Dolly Parton for the soundtrack on her first feature film. Hasn't done a lot of singing, but Emmy Rossum, multi-talented, 38 today. Who's next?
Phantom of the Opera. That is a really good resume.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's a short list of very impressive credits. I think absolutely. She picks and chooses her work well.
Honestly, true. And next up, though, we do have Jennifer Hudson. Oh, yeah. And finalist on American Idol in 2004 when I was
20
born.
Years ago, Jennifer Hudson was on American Idol.
I was born in 04.
She was only 23. She's 43 today. Who's next?
Well, for those of us interested in the Basketball Hall of Fame, we got Yao Ming, 7'6" basketball star.
Yep.
Played all of his 8 years in the NBA with the Houston Rockets.
Got derailed a little bit by injuries. Here's one that I admit that I don't know coming up next here.
Would that be... You gave me the Italian. Joe Pantoliano?
You are on the wrong page, sir. You're on page three. Yep, Ben McKenzie is the next one
you
up.
You didn't give me any other page.
Show me the back of that.
Why did you... Who prints on the back of the pages?
Joel does. This was a relic from when he was here earlier in the week. Your list has back and front printing. Mine is more sensibly
organized. That is... I don't like that. Now I have to find out there's more names I didn't know about this... I don't know if I can work under these conditions.
This is evidence that you just don't have creative control over the details around here. So
I don't have any control over the details around here.
So be it. Ben McKenzie's 46 today. Paul Walker passed back in 2013. The actor was born in 1973. Louis C.K. is 57. He was a comedian until he derailed his career with his behavior.
I know the next name coming up here.
Oh, yeah. Who is it? What do we got?
Hans Zimmer.
One of the best film composers of all time. Hans Zimmer, John Williams, and a couple others in that same class. Hans is 67 today. Day.
4 Grammys, 3 Golden Globes, 2 Oscars.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Just about to say that.
Rachel Ward is 67, the actress from Against All Odds, Wide, Sargasso Sea, and more. Is also the director, born 1957. Peter Scolari, not one I know much about, passed in 2021. Was in Newhart, The Mommies, and Girls. Joe Pantoliano, who Austin mentioned preemptively, is the bald guy who compromises his integrity in The Matrix, among other characters. Joe Pantoliano
Would you believe me if I said I haven't seen The Matrix?
Really? That's fair. I mean, at this point, that movie is getting on the older side, but it's aged extraordinarily well. Add that one to your list of worth watching for sure. Awesome.
It's in my list next to 80,000 other movies that I'm completely ignoring because I forget about them.
Fair enough. No, Joe Pantoliano is the bald guy. I don't remember what was his name. Cypher? I think it might have been Cypher in The Matrix, but he's the one who kind of sells out the members of Zion. Barry White, the deep voice singer, can't get enough of your love, passed back in 03, born this day. Day, 1944. Linda Gray, 82 today. Sir Ian Holm played Bilbo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, passed back in 2020.
I love Lord of the Rings.
George Jones, the Possum, inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 92. Kennedy Center honors in 08. Passed of respiratory failure at 81 back in 2013. And last couple here, Helen Carter, born this day, 1927, passed in 98. And Jesse Owens, the track and field great, four golds in the 1936 Olympics in Germany. Of course, so many pictures of Jesse raising a fist in solidarity in the very beginnings of the Nazi regime. Really interesting pictures of Jesse Owens you can still find from the late 30s, as he was an incredible American athlete and competitor back then. Get those birthdays in. Call us, 715-762-3221. We'll squeeze you in today yet if we hear about you today. Otherwise, we may just have to mention you belatedly tomorrow.
Happy birthday. You don't get a birthday.
Yeah, you certainly don't get a chance to win a cake from Super One Bakery Department. We give it away every Friday.
In a totally, definitely legitimate drawing.
Yeah, well, it's overseen by multiple individuals named Austin Brume. So if there are any complaints regarding...
And Gray's in there. Don't bring me into this one. You're in there, too.
My name is on the LLC that apparently gets quoted and
name-dropped
every time.
Joel lists you every week.
Does that mean I'm there?
You don't necessarily have to be there, but you are tied to it. Whether you like it or not, you're part of it.
Before my integrity is called into question regarding cake, let's dive into some real news here on 98Q Country. I'll check in with you before the 9 o'clock mark and top of the hour news. Here's bottom of the hour news.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Nearly 400 miles above the Earth and cruising at 16,000 miles an hour, two American astronauts taking a spacewalk, one of them the first non-professional astronaut ever to do it.
The four-member crew that lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Wednesday settled into orbit aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon for today's mission highlight.
SpaceX is go for spacewalk operations.
One at a time, Jared Isaacman and Sarah Gillis stood in the hatchway to test out a new spacesuit design. Before he climbed back inside, Isaacman, who funded the mission, took a look at the Earth.
It's gorgeous.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Francine coming ashore in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane, weakening to a tropical storm, but bringing a lot of rain as it heads up through Mississippi. The European Central Bank has cut its benchmark interest rate, trying to prop up mediocre growth in the economy there with lower borrowing costs for businesses and home buyers next week. The Federal Reserve is expected to do the same in this country. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the high court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. There are new life-saving emergency kits available for schools in Barron and Rusk counties. Marshfield Clinic Health System has announced the installation of 43 Nalox boxes across the region, with 32 of them located in Barron and Rusk counties. The boxes contain Narcan nasal spray, instructions on how to administer it, a CPR mask, and gloves. The kits were installed in schools across the area, like Rice Lake, Cameron, and more. When a box is opened, it will also trigger an alarm in the schools to alert staff to the situation. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can go, and that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is my kind of place. Starting Tuesday, diving south of the border with Make Your Own Tacos. Wednesday's pasta night. Thursday brings you German fare. And back by popular demand, Friday is the fish and seafood buffet. Weekends, all you can eat breakfast starting at 7 a.m. Plus, savor Saturday night prime rib and Sunday smoked ribs and pork bellies. Don't forget the sensational soup and salad bar. Visit Lena's Northern Pines on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good going on all around us. And Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Let's talk about your next vehicle with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, because we have a big event coming. Pete, September 17th to the 23rd, you're bringing all the cars back to Wheelway, right?
We're bringing them all up. Our year-end fall savings event. All of your vehicles will be marked down, thousands of dollars price to sell. Payments as low as $199 per month.
Check out the flyer. It's got all kinds of information on the sale that they got. And if they bring that flyer in, Pete, that could be worth how much?
Hey, you never know. You might be the $20,000 winner. But if there's somebody else that's guaranteed out of $40,000, that's better odds than the lottery. It's a guaranteed $20,000 plus many other prizes you can win on there.
Grab that flyer, bring it in, check out all the vehicles.
Absolutely. We're going to have trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans. I know it's hard to talk about, but winter's coming up around the corner. You want to have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. And we have every make and model up there in Fifield on 17th to the 23rd of September.
If they have any questions, Pete, about the big event, they can always give you guys a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin, is everything you need for the fall hunting season. Check out the 2024 Wicked Ridge and 10-point crossbows, including one that shoots up to 515 feet per second. With bear season open and deer season around the corner, stock up on wildlife research products like scents, deer corn, and apples coming soon. Grab a new or used shotgun for waterfowl and stay warm with stormy Cromer clothing. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips for all your hunting, fishing, and sports gear needs.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Beautiful day here in the Northwoods. Thank you for hanging out with us here at 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson here covering for Joel today and tomorrow. Got Austin Brume here with me. He was kind enough to pop in at like 7 o'clock-ish this morning, which I appreciate because when the sun hasn't even risen, it's a lot easier to do radio things when there's someone here to talk to. That is for certain. And Austin was even kind enough to bring donuts today. What is that, a Persian cream cheese frosting?
It's just one of the assorted packs. I believe they are Persians, yes.
This I asked for radio purposes, but I know for a fact that is a Persian with cream cheese frosting, and I'm eyeing it up.
I asked for conversation, but...
Well, yeah, yes, that's...
There is another one in there with cream cheese frosting, don't worry.
That's one of those things that determines who you are. Do you ask the question for polite reasons, or do you just know the answer and run with that? There's
true, and there's honestly, no right it answer. Can be more interesting to ask because the person you're talking to probably has no idea.
Exactly, and I'm lonely, so...
Case in point.
I'm a lonely guy, so the conversation...
You have a dog. You're not that lonely.
I do have a dog. My buddy Toby, who's steadily becoming the studio dog, still has a little bit of healing up to
do. You better watch yourself. I might just take him home one day.
Oh, yeah.
Then look in my rearview mirror and see just a Subaru angrily following me.
You haven't seen what happens when you try to get this guy to do something he doesn't want to do. See, that's the trick, is making him think he wants to do things.
Yeah.
And that's the trick that I've learned that you'll have to learn if you want to do anything like that.
And I wouldn't anyways because I work with you.
Monkey business. We've got Cameron, the cross-country team, the Shawamigan cross-country team. Yeah, it is cross-country. Forgive me. I was getting lost in the sauce here. Middle school and high school cross-country going to Cameron today. They've got a round 1:15 or so. They're getting out of class for a slightly earlier dismissal than planned. So if you've got that 2 o'clock time burned into your head, those kids getting released a little early so they can make it to Cameron in time. We've got football all over on Friday at home versus Prentice. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles taking on Prentice. And then the Loggers will have a game as well that'll be on 98Q Country while Park Falls is over on 103.1. There is a Brewers game on Friday. We'll be hopping into whatever time the Loggers game wraps up. So nice, smooth transition there. Logger volleyball team played on Tuesday. 3-0 sweep by the Lady Buccaneers, I'm afraid. But the Logger JV team rallied to a 2-1 win. We'll bring you what local sports updates we can as they become available. Couple random tidbits. This, I was reading this earlier, kind of gave me a laugh. The CEO of Norfolk Southern has been ousted and replaced by finance chief Mark George following an alleged affair with the company's chief legal officer. I mean, rich people are people too, but this guy, the difference is that this guy's just going to go be an executive at some other company for a similar multi-million dollar deal.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is they have the same behavior as these ultra-rich folks who run companies, but they just get to avoid most of the consequences.
Like, pretty much.
Hey, you know how to move money around? We'll let you do it over here. Must be kind of nice. Second straight day, a deceased individual found in the Grand Canyon, marking the 16th this year. We almost talked about this yesterday, but I think that was the point where I realized the whole slate of news I'd printed was super depressing, so I decided to avoid it. But we're at kind of weird levels here. It's the number is usually around a dozen per year from reports that I'm seeing, and we are just two-thirds of the way through the year, and already we've got a 25% increase over the annual average. Of course, the heat has everything to do with that, and the Southwest has been getting absolutely rocked.
Absolutely, because a lot of people, they fail to realize just how much you need water and hydration and breaks.
Well, it's kind of funny, something that kind of extremely tangential. I heard it explained recently, and it's almost related. People are talking online about how far an army could travel back before modern technology. And the whole thing was that there is an absolute maximum limit to how far you can travel with an army because of how much food they can carry. And even a horse with a trailer, with a horse-drawn carriage, can only carry so much food before it actually cannot carry
enough to justify pulling more. You know, there's a maximum weight that they can pull. And therefore, there's like firm maximums on the amounts that people can carry. And I don't think a lot of people are necessarily aware when you get into those 110, 115 degree plus temperatures, kind of the same logic applies. There's a maximum amount of water you can carry before it becomes more work. And therefore, you need more water, which means you've hit that maximum. You can't carry any more than you can.
And some people are more confident in their own abilities than they should be.
Yes, that's the thing is I'd rather have overprepared and look like a fool than not make it home. You know,
exactly. When the alternative option is never leaving.
Well, and of course, things are more nuanced than that. It comes down to the experience of the individual.
It does. And honestly, life can happen whenever, no matter how prepared you are.
Yeah. And I can't comment on the experience hiking wise in the heat of any of the individuals involved, but
Mr. Glow in the Dark over here.
You've got to imagine that a lot of these people have been seeing the headlines that the area is more dangerous than normal. So it begs the question, what will be necessary to properly prepare people? Make sure if you are traveling in the Southwest, especially, that you are keeping an eye out on local heat advisories.
Have a responsible amount of water.
Yeah. And the sun is not a challenge. That is not like it's going to win. There's a couple things out in the world that are undefeated in contests with human beings. The sun, that's one of them. The ground, you know, if you're impacted with the ground, as NFL players say, the ground is undefeated. Speaking of the NFL, some questions being asked about Kirk Cousins' Achilles tendon repair. Apparently, he's been feeling a little bit of soreness. Didn't show up on the injury report last week, but there was a lot of talk about how immobile he was. Apparently, he may not have even left the tackle box more than once or twice throughout the game, which isn't to say we haven't seen NFL success that way, but it does beg the question, are injury reports being addressed appropriately? Teams get in huge trouble when they're aware of injuries and don't report them so that the player can play. That is a massive fine waiting to happen. Some talk about that regarding the 49ers as well after Jordan Mason, the starting running back from this weekend's or from Monday's game rather against the Jets. Jordan Mason was asked after the game about starting and when he found out, and he mentioned that the team told him on Friday that he would be starting, which implies the team didn't decide Christian McCaffrey would be out until Friday, which treads dangerously close to some of the deadlines of injury reporting rules. So keep your eye on that. I don't think there's going to be any discipline coming down because there was nothing definitive. There's a lot of reasons a player might not know they're starting by Friday, even if the injury designation has been decided. So a lot of half news all around the NFL, which makes sense. Today is the beginning of week two. I saw the Dolphins were playing today. Who were they playing? It's the Dolphins and the Bills kicking off at 7:15.
Greg, give us your
tonight.
Best Dolphin impersonation.
No, nope, I don't get paid enough.
Fair enough, actually. I can't argue that one.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're going to dive back into country music on that awkward note. I've got some James Otto queued up waiting for us here.
I will say, though, before we do pop off, if you do happen to be out in the heat, please keep an eye on those around you as well.
Yes, we aren't going to be any higher than the mid-80s today, but working outside, it is more than possible that you end up with some kind of dehydration and those...
Yep. So absolutely keep an eye on yourself, but also the people around you, because chances are they might not.
When dehydration is planted as a seed, it doesn't grow into anything you want. So, funny enough, the answer is to water it. Make sure that it doesn't grow.
Drown it.
Yes. Drown the dehydration. Maybe not quite that far. All right, back into the country music. I've got James Otto coming up in just a sec with Just Got Started Loving You. We may check in one more time before 9. If not, we'll be on right after. With you till 10 with the morning show, Travis Creeley. Midday 10 to 2 today. It's 98Q Country, WCQM.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
We'll be right back.
honey, call him, tell him you won't be in today. Baby, there ain't nothing at the office so important it can't wait. I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't wanna leave this room. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What can I say? I've never felt this way, girl. You're like a dream come true. This moment and so soon. So won't you lay back down beside me, girl, just like I know you want to. Trust me when I tell you, darling girl, I just got started loving you. But 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
Standing next to my best friend, the
his life, said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers deep, but I still remembered that speech. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I've been in the room, not much to show. Granddaddy gave me my mama's first Bible, daddy's Don Williams vinyl. That first fish catching zip code 33. Well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I've been middle of the road, not much to show. But it does to me. Oh, it does to me. Oh, man, it does to me.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting, my resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. A small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore. Oh,
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Harris and former President Trump both on the campaign trail for the first time since their Wednesday debate. Harris will be in North Carolina and Trump will be in Arizona. Tropical storm Francine hitting New Orleans is a Category 2. ABC's Jim Ryan says it's now a tropical storm.
The winds have died substantially, but Francine's torrential rains have brought the ongoing threat of flooding.
Saw water starting to seep in everywhere, and we saw the water coming out from our toilet and our bathtub.
He lives on the southern shore of Lake Pontchartrain. The one known injury resulting from the storm was to a Louisiana state trooper.